o'clock tomorrow morning, it's really okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, the commission recalls, this was a subdivision application, which really, to me, was more of an application for a revised subdivision, because it's within an existing subdivision, but they treated it as a separate application. So there's some things that are, you'll see in my motion, that are intertwining with the existing subdivision as presented by the applicant. And that's a long way, Mr. Chairman, of my saying that I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2010-8 for Villages of Herring Creek Development Company LLC, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the application seeks to subdivide an area of an existing development that was set aside as part of a wastewater disposal site. Now that the development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County, the disposal area is no longer needed and will be reclaimed under DNREC guidelines. The new lots will be integrated into the existing Villages of Herring Creek subdivision and the existing homeowners association. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density is permitted by the existing AR1 zoning, and the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. The project will be served by Sussex County Sewer. The applicants have cooperated with the Sussex County Engineering Department to remove their treatment and disposal system and to connect to the county sewer system. The developer has provided the necessary consents for the revision and expansion of the existing subdivision. This approval is subject to the following conditions, in addition to those that were applicable to the original approval for this development. That's my way of saying that what was approved before for the prior subdivision also applies with this motion. A, there shall be no more than 22 lots within this subdivision. These shall be integrated into the existing Villages of Herring Creek subdivision and be governed by its restrictions and the homeowners association. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and it shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. And the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 20-foot vegetated buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land that is not part of the existing Villages of Herring Creek subdivision. And that's my way of stating that I'm not granting I'm not approving their request to have the buffer waived on the southern portion of the property. Okay. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for these buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. Last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. The moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2010-8, Villages at Herring Creek Development Company LLC, Villages at Herring Creek Phase 2 as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad that you chose to be with us this evening, give up your Thursday evening to participate in this process. I can assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given